This is the Vivaling English Podcast. Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast. Welcome back to the Vivaling English Podcast, Season 4, Episode 78. The Vivaling English Podcast started in 2019, October 2019, and we have now produced 77 different podcasts looking at different subjects to help families learn and improve their English. In Season 4, we aim to release a new podcast every week on a Thursday for the first half of 2024. So wherever you are in the world, we're very happy to have you with us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our special winter-themed podcast. Today, we're diving into the frosty world of winter wonderlands, snowy adventures, and cozy moments by the fire. I'm Carrie, and today I'm your host, and I have an exciting and interactive show lined up for you. Let's start our winter journey with some vocabulary. Number one, can you guess what you would wrap around your neck to keep warm in the cold weather? Is it a glove, a scarf, or a mitten? If you guessed scarf, then you are correct. Now, how about these? Number two, they're perfect for keeping your feet warm and toasty. They're often knitted and are great for wearing inside your boots. Are they stockings, warmers, or woolly socks? If you guessed woolly socks, well done. Number three, now, picture a long piece of ice hanging down from the roof. Do you know what it's called? Is it called an icicle, a cold bobble, or ice stick? If you guessed icicle, you got it. But be careful, they're cold and fascinating to look at, but they can be dangerous. All right, number four. What about those delicate, symmetrical ice crystals falling from the sky? And every one is different. No two are alike. Are they called snowflakes, snowballs, or snowy drops? If you guessed snowflakes, you are right indeed. Number five. Now imagine a stack of wood used to make a fire. Perfect for cozy nights by the fireplace. Is it called log stick, fire log, or firewood? If you guessed firewood, you are doing well. We are taking a stroll through a winter wonderland. That means we are walking for enjoyment in a magical place covered in snow and ice, creating a beautiful scene. Isn't that nice? Now, let's talk about the extreme side of winter. What is the coldest month of all? What do you think? If you said January, you are correct. For the Northern Hemisphere, that is. If you guessed July, you are also correct. Sometimes, though, winter can feel a bit gloomy. What month is known as the most depressing month of the year? If you guessed January, you guessed it right. Often because of the gray sky, I'm sure, and because of financial problems after the holiday season. Lastly, let's talk about a few activities people do out in the cold and snow. Oh, Burr, when it's freezing outside, what do? Our bodies shake to keep warm. This action is to shiver. And for some fun in the snow, what activity involves sliding down a hill on a special object you sit on, or even sit on with a friend? That's right, it is sledding. Lastly, what is the activity of moving all the snow from the driveway? A driveway is the place where you park your car in front of the garage. It's shoveling. Not my favorite, but it is a great workout, I guess. You've all been amazing participants in our winter vocabulary quiz. I hope you enjoyed exploring winter vocabulary and activities with me today. Stay warm and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to the Vivaling English Podcast. For further information, go to our website, www.vivaling.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.